When apocalyptic-like events are taking place in the world, church services should at least reference what's happening. That's our key sentence for this SermonCoach.com podcast. Welcome. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking, as we always do, with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. David, do you view what's presently happening in the Middle East as apocalyptic?
A simple answer would be yes. When you have Christian people who are being crucified in the Middle East because of their faith, that's apocalyptic. Apocalyptic as a phrase usually refers to what people think of as the end of the world. You're getting a lot of it in the movies. There are all kinds of apocalyptic movies. They're not necessarily Christian in that sense, but they are what Bible scholars would talk about, end time scenario, that type of thing. When you see people lined up in a row and guns to their head, and that not only happening, but it being photographed and then purposely shared with the world, that's satanic evil. I mean, it is terrorism. The purpose of the terrorist is to make people afraid, bring fear into their lives. That's what a terrorist does. When you see stories of people in churches being gunned down or explosions in churches, that's an unusual thing. And I would broaden what you talked about because you said, do you see it in the Middle East? It's not just in the Middle East. This is going on in many different places. If you talk about what's happening in Nigeria, in a large part of northeastern Nigeria, when you see a large number in the hundreds of school girls being kidnapped and then they disappear and you wonder what's happening, that's apocalyptic, those type of things. I mean, we've had terrible things happen in the world, but this is something that is almost unprecedented as far as just evil, its face being shown. So I would call it apocalyptic. When you have a whole town that is taken over, if I go back to the Middle East, and anybody who's male, who's 14 and under, is systematically killed, that's Holocaust type of things that are going on. And then the women are put up on auction. The most beautiful women get the higher prices, and you're talking about young girls, you know, who are being sold as concubines or as sex slaves and then sold from one man to the next man. That's stuff that turns your stomach. If you say, do I see that as apocalyptic? It certainly, from an American viewpoint, is not something that I have seen happening on a broad scale in the world. It's very upsetting to me. And if you ask me if that is something that is becoming more common or less common, I would say it's becoming more common. I mean, and it's not just in the news. I mean, you can't even go to Facebook. You go to Facebook and you scroll down and you can watch people being burned alive. They may not be Christian, although certainly Christians are a primary target. Another target would be Jewish people. The hatred is there. Whether that's going to play itself out in time, we don't know. There is a crazy evil force that is being unleashed in the world. I would say it's apocalyptic. Yeah, it's like an end time scenario. Whether it is the end time or not, I can't say, but it would fit under that apocalyptic word.
How often do you hear these events referenced in the church services you attend?
I don't think in the church services I have attended, I have ever heard it even mentioned once. Let me throw that back to you. Now, our experience is not the totality of people's experience. Have you heard it mentioned in church services?
No, not at all.
I mean, it is impossible almost to turn on the television and not hear about ISIS and to see some of the most terrible of pictures that we're getting used to shown. But when you come into the church, and there may be churches that I don't know about that mention it, but I've not heard people say in our church they bring it up all the time. Now, if I were a pastor, I would say, would that be upsetting if there are young children there? Yeah, it would. Would it be, you know, if you're trying to in some way instill fear in people, would it do that? Yeah, very probably it would. But the truth of the matter is these people see this whether they hear about it in the church service or not. They know it's going on. I doubt seriously whether anything I've said is unusual to anyone. This is the world in which we live. You've seen it on television in your homes. It's impossible to escape. So not to even hear it come up, that to me seems something is strange in terms of the church. At least the churches I'm aware of, and I get into quite a few churches, I don't even know if it's a no-no. It's just somehow it's like it's a different world. And if you bring it up, it's going to upset people. I don't even know if ministers say that, but for some reason, it hasn't come up in the churches I have attended.
What kind of impression does this silence give?
Well, maybe I could ask you that question. It's like the church doesn't know what's going on. Now, I know they do. I know church people do. So the impression is that the church is a little cocoon that doesn't understand what's happening. That's the impression it gives. I don't think it's the impression it wants to give. It's like the church is not the real world. There's a real world out there, but this is the church, and it doesn't want to be bothered by those things. That's not fair, but that's the impression that is given.
That is the impression. Over the last 30 years of my life, the church has changed dramatically in its format. There have been countless articles and discussions about whether the church is relevant and how to make the church relevant. A lot of adjustments have been made to the way services are conducted, even in the kinds of buildings where services are held. But one of the problems that I see is that the kinds of issues and problems that people are facing in their daily lives are rarely talked about in the church, at least in the churches that I've attended. People are struggling with a host of problems in their lives, and a significant problem that has arisen in this country, particularly since September 11th, 2001, is the subject of fear.
Yeah, I don't think, Dean, that it has to be a subject that is thought only being capable of being addressed through the sermon either. I think that there need to be sermons on the topic to help people, especially when you get into the broad topic of, I'm afraid, what's happening in the world? My world is no longer safe like I once thought it was. But I think that a call to worship could relate. This week in the news, the following happened. But now we have come into your sanctuary, and we know that you are still sovereign. So we're going to praise you for the next 10 minutes, that you are sovereign, that you are still Lord over the world, that you are still in control, that none of this is a threat to you. At least references
Yes. What
is going on. I'm thinking in terms of even a benediction as you come to the end of a service. There was frightening news this week that all of us heard. It was impossible not to know that such and such happened. But Lord, as we go through our weeks, we want to just say that you will be with us. You have told us in your scripture. You know, so a benediction can be a time when at least it is referenced. I don't think it's wrong to say that a pastoral prayer could reference. I mean, obviously, at the very least, you could say we have brothers and sisters who this week, their lives were taken, their families were split, their homes were stolen from them because they are Christians. And we pray for those people. Somehow, Lord, give us wisdom as to know how to relate. Even before a scripture reading, the same thing could come up. I'm going to read to you about a time when people were afraid. This is an Old Testament day. But here's what was going on. It's much like in our own world what is going on, and then you reference what happened that week in the news. And at least it gives people the awareness that the church is not in some isolated situation where it doesn't even say that it has an awareness of what is going on. So there are parts other than the sermon itself. Certainly a sermon illustration could be given. There are many heroic stories of what people are going through. There are huge needs that can be prayed for. So somehow to be able to get to the place where it's just not totally ignored, that day has to change. And it's also very possible, if I take the big block on Sunday morning, that ministers begin to preach on topics such as fear. Fear is a huge problem. It will be a growing problem. If this is not only apocalyptic, but in times, if it is, then fear is going to be a massive problem, not just for the outsider, but for the insider as far as the church is concerned. So we need to begin to say, this has to be addressed. Does it seem overwhelming? If it seems overwhelming to the pastor who knows the Lord the best, think how overwhelming it's seeming to your people. Think of how the younger people in your church are responding. How are the older people responding? What does it mean as far as choices that you make in a day's work? Our feeling is that you can't just ignore it. You can't be a church that is like an ostrich. I don't know whether ostriches really put their heads in the sand or not, or that's just a fable, but it's what we don't want to be. We want to be people who are aware of the times. We are not ignorant of what Satan is doing, but at the same time, we are strong in the Lord, and we are a worldwide church. We are a huge body of Christ, and when one suffers, all of us suffer. And so we stand with our brothers and sisters who are in these difficult spots, and we can say how we are standing with them. We can report how we are standing with them. We can be a part of this world even as God wants us to be. And we renounce evil when it's going on. We are not afraid to say this is evil. In fact, within our own context, we can say it is not only evil, it is satanic. That's who we are. We don't apologize for who we are. These are deep convictions we hold, but the silence has to stop.
We have a number of resources at our website, sermoncoach.com, that could be helpful to pastors in this regard. Those of you who receive our weekly newsletter, we include 2 Sunday sound bites in each of those newsletters that talk about some of the events of the day and try to relate them to scripture or other aspects of church life. That can be helpful to a pastor. We also, on our companion website, SundaySolutions.com, have a 50-day spiritual adventure devoted directly to the subject of fear. And these are resources that might be helpful to pastors, and we invite you to take advantage of them. When apocalyptic-like events are taking place in the world, church services should at least reference what's happening. We're very glad you joined us for this SermonCoach.com podcast. You found it at our website, SermonCoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We invite you to take full advantage of the resources we have on our website, and we invite you to join us for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.